Hey everybody, what's up? Chad Wesley Smith here, Beers with Chad coming at you. Today I talk about some of the whys behind Juggernaut Training Systems. What is our big goal? What is our purpose in doing what we do, creating content and coaching and all that good stuff, plus answering some questions from you, the fans. Today I'm drinking Stone Fear Movie Lions Unfiltered Double IPA. Cheers. You can see I've already had a little bit, but that's good. If you're interested in online coaching, books, apparel from Juggernaut, visit jtsstrength.com. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the feed. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to Beers with Chad.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Chad Wesley Smith. This is Beers with Chad. Today I have a Stone, a specialty here. Let me make sure I'm actually saying this the right way. The Fear Movie Lions Double IPA, a fine 8.5% pint here for a Wednesday afternoon. Have you guys found it's hard to keep track of what day it is now in Corona quarantine land? I've definitely been getting mixed up, missed trash day a couple times because of that. I have a feeling that this beer is going to be really good. I'll drink the last little bit of the can first. Cheers. That is very good. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about a little bit of the why behind Juggernaut Training Systems, why we do what we do, what is important to me. If you want to learn more about the story of Juggernaut Training Systems, you can check out our YouTube series, Juggernaut X, in which I go back and kind of recap year by year the first 10 years of Juggernaut Training Systems. I started this company just out of college in September 2009. So last year, we celebrated our 10th anniversary, going on 11 years strong. I'm very proud of that. I know not a lot of businesses come out of their first year, let alone their first decade. And some things that I think, some important points, I guess, of the highlights of that story, which again, Juggernaut X, you can go year by year and get more in depth on some of this. But the big point was when I wrote the first Juggernaut Method ebook in late 2010, or released in late 2010, I shortly came to realize thereafter, while I was running this sport performance gym that we had there in Laguna Hills, California, I realized, we're never going to have more than 150, 200 people in this gym in any week or month, 150 to 200 different people. But I was seeing that my book was selling thousands of copies. And what was most important to me, I think, was helping as many people as possible. And I realized it was going to be a lot more possible to reach this big audience. And in the late 2010s, early 2011, online fitness was not anything near what it was today. Someone just starting in 2020, of course it's going to be, no problem. Of course they're going to do all this stuff online. But I started to have that in the back of my head as I began to create more content. And then when the lease was up on our first facility in September 2012, I decided to make the shift to creating more online content and pursuing that side of things. And ever since then, in late 2012, it became an idea of how can we help the most people reach their goals. And, you know, now if I needed to summarize, you know, what is our mission statement or our why or whatever you want to call it, I would tell you that it is to deliver the highest quality principle-based content to help athletes and coaches reach their goals. And that is what drives our, you know, mine and our collective decision making on a daily basis. So let's kind of unpack that statement. What does it mean to be principle-based? Of course, the scientific principles of strength training are what we base our coaching methods around. And in all ways, you know, I think about those principles and being able to help people understand, you know, not just giving them a program and saying, yeah, squat 3 times a week, you know, and letting them think that that's the best answer for them and their training partners forever and always. But rather, I want people to dive a little bit deeper to understand the why. Could 3 times a week be appropriate for them? Well, maybe it's not for their training partner, or maybe it's going to change for them 6 months from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. So, you know, forcing people to take a little bit deeper dive into a more interesting or a more in-depth understanding of a lot of these things. And those principles guide all of our coaching decisions: powerlifting, weightlifting, super total, sport performance, everything. We have to be able to justify our decision making, our decisions as coaches through that principled system. The principles go beyond that I am principled. I try to be principled in the way that I market our information. That I've never thought that I am a great marketer. I am not a marketer. I am not a trained and educated business person. My degree is in history. I'm a coach. I'm a coach who, you know, started a gym and lifted weights and saw the value of that for athletes and helped them lift weights and educated myself very much about that process. And yeah, along the way have tried to understand a bit better marketing and things like that. But I see so much marketing happening and I'm just like, I cannot market my company in this way. So adhering to, you know, the principles, you know, that I hold dear of integrity, of, you know, forthrightness, of honesty in the way that we market things and the information that we present is so important to me. And a lot of times that becomes like very not sexy marketing. It becomes sometimes ineffective marketing. I think when there are other people out there being flashier, being flexible with the truth, to be politically correct, you know, to be nice as I say that. But whether that's people who, you know, present numbers without context in terms of maybe they're competing equipped and they just put the numbers out there as is and, you know, let what for the most part is an unsuspecting public take those numbers at face value. Whether that is having athletes who maybe compete in a sport like weightlifting that's, you know, drug tested in everywhere you can compete in weightlifting, it's drug tested. Of course, there are people that beat drug tests, but doing weightlifting, especially within the United States of America, comes along with the insinuation that you are drug free. Or at the very minimum, I guess, for the most cynical observer, that you are beating a drug test. But if someone is to show, you know, feign that they compete in weightlifting and try and present those numbers, that to me would be a violation of the principles that, you know, if we were doing that would not hold up to my integrity standards. So I see that and I get frustrated by those things. I get frustrated by coaches holding themselves up as experts without credentials to match it. And they're such simple credentials to present. You know, like, think about who are the people that you follow and ask yourself, who is the best person, who is the best lifter that this person has coached? That is a very simple, very straightforward question, but I know that there are many coaches, gurus, people who ask you to pay them for their information about how to do powerlifting or how to do weightlifting, that if you ask them that question, they would take offense to it. They would take offense to that question because they know that the answer is nobody. And anyone who the answer is not nobody would not take offense to it. So I see that happening. I see, you know, a lack of development in coaching ideas, you know, over years, over decades. And, you know, and in some of these things, a combination of situations, of numbers not being presented with context, of the, you know, one of the pillars that I hold Juggernaut Train Systems being built on, I call the three I's, which is integrity, introspection, and innovation. And, you know, integrity, we're trying to do everything above board. We're trying to be honest and forthright in everything we do. And then the next part, introspection, innovation, constantly looking, are we doing things the best that we can? Is the way that we're coaching our athletes, writing programs, cueing, delivering information, the most effective? And if it's not, how can we innovate and do it better? So to see people, you know, who are violating all three of the I's, and that is a very frustrating thing to me. So that is why, you know, that is the next thing, I guess, that holds up as the why behind Juggernaut Train Systems, that our mission is to deliver the highest quality principle-based coaching education to athletes and coaches to help them reach their goals. And all of that is happening through the why of progress, our pursuit of progress, that we are never satisfied because progress is never ending. So you cannot finish becoming a better coach. You cannot finish the process of improvement or trying to progress. So that's something that we are always trying to do, and something that we want our clients, our fans, to always try and do. So that's a little bit of insight into the why behind Juggernaut Train Systems. I'll talk more about that. Some more of our pillars, ideas that go into the company in future episodes. Luckily for Corona Mania time, I've got a lot, you know, some extra time on my hands with no jujitsu. I have my thumb brace off right now anyways, but the ruptured tendon in my thumb, I wouldn't be able to train anyways, and all my other training is limited. I'm just living on the belt squat machine, but that does give me time to virtually hang out with you fine folks some more. Drink, what was this beer called? Stone Fear Movie Lions Double IPA. 8.5% unfiltered double. Cheers again. And I got my beer fridge full of all kinds of different beers. So let me try to do one of these like every other day. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight as to why I do what I do, why we do what we do. And then I want to answer a couple of questions. So this first question, and these came in through Instagram. If you have questions, particularly non-training questions for me, shoot me a DM, whatever. I'll post a question thing in the story. As far as your training questions, yes, I have answers for those too, but odds are that I've already answered almost all of those questions. So what I would do, if you have training questions, are visit the Juggernaut Train Systems YouTube or Google YouTube 250K book, and you can download that for free. That is about 40 hours, 250 videos of our best YouTube content curated into one place for you by topic, so you can take as deep of a dive as you'd probably ever want to into all these different topics. So go in the table of contents and you click squat technique, it's going to take you to all of our best squat technique videos. You click sport performance, it's going to take you all to our best sport performance videos. Nutrition, recovery, building muscle, weightlifting, super solo training, all this stuff, it's right there. YouTube 250K book. Get it through the link in my Instagram profile. Google it. Check it out. It'll keep you covered for, like I said, 40 hours, over 40 hours of videos. So back to the question. Turbo Tam asks, what's my favorite cereal? And I'm going to answer this and expound on it in a non-cereal way. So my favorite cereal is Cracklin' Oat Bran. Cracklin' Oat Bran is just like Juggernaut Training Systems, especially our YouTube content. How is Juggernaut Training Systems YouTube content like a cereal, you may ask? Well, you take the name Cracklin' Oat Bran, and you're like, Chad, that sounds like a cereal old men eat who need to get it moving, who may be a little bit constipated. That doesn't sound like a delicious cereal at all. Then you look at the box. You're like, oh, this is plain blue box with, you know, these weird square-looking cereals on, pieces of cereal on there. That doesn't look delicious. There aren't leprechauns or, you know, different kinds of goofy cartoons on there. It doesn't look all sugary and fantastic. I suggest you go get some Cracklin' Oat Bran because it's fucking amazing cereal. In the same way that some people may start watching a Juggernaut Training Systems video and be like, oh, this isn't a cool vlog. This guy is not, you know, lifting women above his head, women who are holding, you know, flaming hula hoops or anything like that. It's not a vlog. The guy doing the videos is kind of fat. He's talking in front of a whiteboard for 20 minutes about some, you know, very obscure topic and going really in depth into one thing. But the people who know that it's the best. The people who have tried Cracklin' Oat Bran know that it's the best. So that is a big answer to your question of what's my favorite cereal, Turbo Tam. Cracklin' Oat Bran and Juggernaut Train Systems is the Cracklin' Oat Bran of YouTube fitness. Sandrews, S. Andrews 51, asks, who was my shot put idol? So I threw the shot put, started about age 8 through until I was 23, so 15 years, a couple years at the University of California, Berkeley, a couple years at Concordia University in Irvine, California. I threw 63 feet 10 inches, I think 19.42 meters in college, and then as a post-collegiate threw 20.00 meters, 65 feet 7.5 inches. And without a doubt, my shot put idol is Adam Nelson. Adam Nelson was 2000 silver medalist, 2004 gold medalist, multiple time medalist at the World Championships. I think Adam threw, I want to say, about 73.10, somewhere in that range, and has given me, you know, second to only coaching Marissa Inda to world championship and world record, my favorite coaching memories. So Adam retired from throwing the shot put shortly after the 2012 trials. So he was at the peak of his career. 2000 to about 2008, which was my time throwing in high school and college. So I always liked Adam because he'd get really fired up. He's a showman. You know, he'd go out in the ring and he'd get the slow clap, the crowd going with the slow clap. Then he, as the clap got going, he'd rip his shirt off. He'd walk in the ring and very dynamic thrower, very explosive guy, shorter guy like me. So that was always appealing to me. I'm about 6'1". But a lot of the best shot putters are, you know, 6'5", 6'6". So I always liked Adam for that. I read some stuff about his training. Got to meet him 2003 Nationals. I was there for Junior Nationals. He was there for Senior Nationals. And got my picture with him. Had that up, you know, pinned to my bulletin board all throughout high school. And then it would have been in, I want to say, 2014... I was speaking at Sorenex Summer Strong and got to meet Adam there. And then the next year, So maybe that was 2013. Then the next year, 2014, 2015, we met again and went out to dinner and just hung out, talking, training, drinking beers for like 3-4 hours. It was awesome. And from there, got to stay in touch. Again, he was retired from throwing at this time. He was running a gym down in Athens, Georgia. So Adam Nelson would actually reach out to me about some like marketing ideas and online coaching type of stuff. So we developed a friendship, and that was great. And then, it was always a kind of starstruck moment for me whenever my phone would ring and it would say Adam Nelson. So fast forward to summer 2015, and I get a call. I see my phone buzzes on a Saturday or Sunday morning, and it says Adam Nelson. I'm like, Adam Nelson's calling me. You know, this is still surreal to me. And we start talking. And he starts telling me about, next year, Olympic trials, I think I want to make a comeback. I want to try and throw again. I'm maybe 40 years old, so I want to throw at Olympic trials at 40. And I'm like, oh, man, that's great. That's really cool. That's cool. And then he says, and I want you to coach me. And that was, the ultimate, record scratch, room stop, world stop spinning for a second kind of moment. I was like, you, Adam Nelson, want me to coach you? Like, are you sure that you don't want to coach me? And so I was, flabbergasted by this, my hero of so many years, 15 years at this point, I'd looked up to this guy, and he's asking me to coach him. And, to be fair, it was more of an advisory role than anything else, a consultant type of situation to help him with his strength and conditioning training and just kind of organizing his overall training as he prepared for the 2016 Olympic trials. And, then I got to be at the trials with Adam and his family, his wife, his two daughters, his parents sitting there in the stands watching them. So when Adam was 2004 gold medalist, he was originally the 2004 silver medalist. And he really exciting competition. They had tied for the best mark, him and a Ukrainian shopper named Yuri Bilinog. And then Bilinog won by having the second farthest throw because they had had equal farthest throws. So he loses out by about the closest competition that you can have in that sense. And then 8 years later, retroactive drug testing comes in and Yuri Bilinog tests positive. Adam gets his gold medal in the food court of the Atlanta airport. And it's a great story. Hear him tell it in our episode, our Jug Life episode with Adam Nelson. I think it's just called Gold Medal in the Food Court, I think is the title of it. So go check that Jug Life episode out. And, he had never really had that true Olympic moment, what he had worked his whole life for. And I could get more into about retroactive testing and the money these people lose out on who are robbed of medals by people, cheating the system. But anyways, at 2016 trials, shot put's one of the first things. So I'm sitting there with Adam's wife, his daughters, his parents, and they're doing this little opening ceremony. And then they kind of stop the opening ceremony and say, for today's opening ceremony, we have an extra special edition, this gold medal ceremony for 2004 gold medalist Adam Nelson, because he had never gotten a gold medal ceremony. He got his in front of a Chick-fil-A in the airport in Atlanta. So they do this whole gold medal ceremony, jets flying over, Star Spangled Banner playing, putting the wreath on him and the gold medal and all that stuff. He's crying out there, his wife's crying, his parents are crying, I'm crying watching him. The coach in me is thinking, we gotta throw in 30 minutes. This is not an environment conducive to maximum performance. But it was really a special moment. He's a great guy. It was so, special for me to be included part of his family, and they were filming some stuff about him with ESPN, and for him to, for me to be there and him to say to the ESPN people, oh, this is my coach, Chad Smith, listen to all this great stuff he's done. It was just you know, something that I'll treasure for my whole life. And then my last question for today, Nizzity Nate asked, what are my top three IPAs? If I had to pick, you know, there's so many beers that I've drank in my life, and sometimes it gets a bit hard to keep track of them because, you know, I get drunk from drinking them and can't exactly remember how good was that one or what was its name. Yeah, you know, if you're at a restaurant or a bar or whatever. So ones that came to mind is my number one beer that if I see it, I'm ordering it, I'm buying it at the store. Alpine Duet is a great one. Then Modern Times Blazing World, that's always a solid pick for me. And, you know, I live in Orange County, California. Beautiful weather. It's been very rainy the last couple days, but generally beautiful weather. So on a very sunny spring or summer day, you know, we're out grilling, whatever. Ballast Point Mango Even Keel Session IPA. Hard to beat that on like a 90 degree Southern California day. So that's it for Beers with Chad today. Again, I was drinking Fear Movie Lions Double IPA, Unfiltered IPA from Stone Brewing. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You can check out all of our coaching stuff at jtsstrength.com, powerlifting AI, powerbuilding AI, weightlifting, jiu-jitsu strength conditioning, super total club training, one-on-one coaching, books, apparel, all that good stuff. Coupon codes that I have that you can use places. RP, Renaissance Periodization, my number one real, you know, business relationship. Guys that I trust, great guys, great company. You can use CWS to save from them, like the RP Diet app, which if you've seen older Juggernaut videos and now you see this svelte face in front of you, I use the RP Diet app for that. So you can use code CWS for that. From Virus, if you're looking for some nice tights or training shorts, all that good stuff, JTS10 from Virus, if you look for a little bit more dressed up, kind of nicer clothes. And they have stuff you can train in as well. Roan. You can use Jug Life for 20% off your first order with them. And that's about it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Cheers.